Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, July 17th, 2017. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair says that Brexit should not happen. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the nuns whose sacrifice ended the French Reign of Terror. Pope Emeritus Benedict has been reflecting on the crisis in the church, and an unusual candidate is pulling ahead in the race for Attorney General Jeff Sessions' former Senate seat in Alabama. The Associated Press reports that former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is saying that Brexit should not happen.
I think it's possible now that Brexit doesn't happen. I think it's absolutely necessary that it doesn't happen, because I think every day is bringing us fresh evidence that it's doing us damage economically, certainly doing us damage politically. I think public opinion is moving on it. Look, this time last year, we were the fastest growing economy in the G7. We're now the slowest. Our savings ratio is at the lowest for 50 years. The investment community internationally has now gone really negative on us. Our currency's down 10-12%. Investment in the motor car industry, for example, is down 30%. Living standards are stagnating. I mean, this is causing us real damage.
Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor the Blessed Carmelite Martyrs of Compiègne. You're listening to Crusade News.
Thomas Jefferson was famous for a lot more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
The French Revolution was a bloody affair for many in France, but especially for Catholic religious, whose convents and monasteries were closed during the Reign of Terror and who were forbidden from practicing their faith. The 16 Carmelite nuns of Compiègne were one such order, whose convent was closed in 1790, but who were arrested in 1794 on charges of continuing to live in community. Continuing their communal life even while imprisoned, they offered their lives to God for the ending of the revolution and went to the guillotine singing the Salve Regina. Each nun asked of their Mother Superior, "Permission to die, Mother?" And Mother Superior responded, "Go, my daughter." Days later, the Reign of Terror ended. Blessed Carmelites of Compiègne, pray for us. Alabama Republicans will be voting in a primary on August 15th to select a candidate to run in the elections, which will fill the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by the appointment of Senator Jeff Sessions to the position of Attorney General within the Trump administration. Church Militant is reporting that an unlikely candidate has pulled to the forefront: Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore, who has a history of being suspended from his post for upholding his Christian convictions, especially in defense of marriage. Moore is an unlikely candidate, running on a shoestring budget. Yet, he is polling significantly ahead of Representative Mo Brooks, who has the support of conservative media personalities, and also ahead of Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange, who is the establishment favorite candidate and currently occupies the Senate seat. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI seems to be reflecting on the critical situation of the Catholic Church as of late. 1 Peter 5 reports that at the funeral of Cardinal Joachim Meissner, the Pope Emeritus likened the Church to a threatened bark, in one part of his message, read by Archbishop Georg Ganswein. The message read, quote, "However, what moved me all the more was that, in this last period of his life, he learned to let go and to live out of a deep conviction that the Lord does not abandon his church, even if the boat has taken on so much water as to be on the verge of capsizing." And lastly, in Celestial Musings, sometimes we forget that our beloved priests are people like us, with their own thoughts, opinions, interests, and hobbies. Well, Father Jeff Poirot, the pastor of Holy Family Catholic Church in Fort Worth, Texas, has a hobby, and just won the 2017 Ninkasi Award from the American Homebrewers Association for the best homebrew beer, a brew named Draft Punk, beating out over 8,500 other submissions. Father Poirot told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram,
"You can have a busy life, you can have commitments of family and work, but then you can still do something you love."
Congratulations, Father. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.